work through a very clear process. That's not the difficult thing here. The real questions of law involved. It's all factual. And it's true. There's nothing about what's been going on that raises a true question of law, like what does it mean to name a beneficiary or a contingent? There are none of those legal questions. They're all factual here. And that's where you get them.
The attorney.
On the legal questions?
The legal questions here in terms of interpreting laws.
Okay, and then we're asking him to take, you know, the estates and the trusts.
Yeah, take the whole probate.
Put an injunction on Florida doing anything. Certify that Rose can be handling all these things in conflict as a counter defendant, as, you know, part of the group that came in under the fraud.
Well, I don't know how he's going to handle it if it's an Illinois federal court. Got the petition to be the counsel. And
he's already acted as Ted's counsel in Illinois.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you, if I'm a federal judge in a different jurisdiction, and it's a state law matter, I'd rather let in a lawyer.
No, no, Mark. Not Mark. Remember that Rose is in this federal case. He goes, right, so he's already a party.
That's a different issue.
Right. Knock him out. Knock Ted out as a fiduciary of what? There's no there's no trust produced. You know, great. Well, that's what I think we're going for. A temporary injunction, restraining order, etc., and asking for an emergency basis. We got three kids suffering here at the hands of crimes that were committed by courts and court officers and the court system itself. You know, these aren't crimes that we're not alleging Marty Cullen is a criminal. Oh my God, Mark, I don't know if I sent you the sheriff's FOIA request that I got back, but I get back their stuff and I get back Panzer's closing. In the first week, the first time I read it, I just was pissed that he was closing the file, right? So I didn't really read it all really carefully. I saw that most of it was the Alan Rose finding new document thing, took up most of the report, and Rachel Walker's response to my petition, which she wasn't a respondent, served. So I don't know why they had her do that exercise. And so I was kind of miffed about all that, and I really didn't read the conclusion well. But you got to read this conclusion. We're going to be putting it into this next filing. And he basically says, you know, with Tracy Kradish, which she's still holding her story that what she says is different than what the sheriff put in his report here, and he mixed it up very intentionally, it looks like, with Rose's new findings of new documents that he found suddenly 3 years later to make the Oppenheimer stuff try to go away. So, but Panzer says, I'm closing this, but Elliot wants to have, you know, all these other prior crimes investigated still, which means Spallina gets arrested. He wants to have Martin Cullen now investigated after his recusal. And I've advised him to go to federal authorities. I just don't know which department. Sincerely, Detective Andrew Panzer. So he just told us to take the whole thing to the feds. He just doesn't know which department of the feds. Well, that's true because he's got the Illinois insurance fraud that he was supposed to have taken to the feds a long time ago with Miller. And they have interstate mail and wire fraud. They got the Wilmington Trust missing $3 million. They've got, you know, a host of federal agencies that could be gone to right now. You got Spallina and Tesher already tied up with the SEC. Spallina's a felon. I mean, that's just unbelievable, isn't it? Remember his bold words back then, Mark? You can trust me. You can trust me. I'm a member of the Florida Bar. Not anymore. Christine Yates, who sat through that piece of shit prick's abuse of her, which could be called nothing else than misogynistic, psychopathic behavior on an attorney that I apologized to her for his behavior. And I was like, you're totally cool that you didn't respond. I would have gone fucking nuts on him, you know. Yeah. Talk to you like you're some second class, you know. So who gets the last laugh there, huh?
Uh-huh.
And Tesher, who's trying to sneak out the back door, he didn't plead to a felony. He's got one of those, you know, catch and release type bullshit agreements, but it looks like he narked everybody out because he was picked up. He signed his consent order a year before Spallina.
And the amount that I saw what you sent me, the amount that he had to pay was minimus, which
right.
didn't make a lot of money from the transaction, which is really stupid.
Which almost indicates that because there's no file, there's no lawsuit. There's no lawsuit instigated by the company that this might
have... The company won't. Insider trading is not something the company would ever, cannot prosecute.
Well, no, okay, so there's no lawsuit that the company says, you know, this guy insider traded.
Hey, it has nothing to do with the company. It has to do with shareholders. So what happened was they traded on inside information and got caught. That's
how did they get caught? The question is, did they get caught because they were already being wiretapped and somebody had them?
Well, however they got caught, but the real...
Well, how do they usually get caught?
The real tickler in it is, well, there are people, young people hired by the federal government or the SEC that monitor trades. And anything that's suspicious rings a bell.
But do you notice in the complaint they have like exactly how it went down, like who called who? I'm telling you, they might have had wiretaps on Spallina and Tesher dating back to the 2011 time of this transaction. Remember, it happens in 2011.
Yeah, it's possible. But the funny part is the amount they're required to pay back shows they were so stupid they deliberately engaged in insider trading on a transaction that netted them pennies.
Right, instead of billions.
A federal crime for pennies.
Right.
That's stupid.
And lose their licenses.
No, everything.
Right.
I mean, if you're a tippy of insider information, if you decide to act on it, unless you're going to do it in a way that you're going to make a killing, you're just really stupid.
Or what if they got him? Or what if they got him on far more stuff and they're talking? Because that's what it looks like. Tesher got out by talking for a year.
That's sentencing, but you're always required to disgorge every penny you made.
No, I get that, but I'm saying, what if they have them on? What if they have them on other crimes that they were tape recording them over? Maybe it was Cy and Shirley. Maybe it was Cy's involvement with Madoff Stanford that was having Cy watched closely. You know, he's right.
But I think you're reading too much into it. These things are very routine.
You know, when I heard they had 7 years of wiretaps on Como, I felt good. When they said they had the same amount of time on Silver and Skelios, I felt really good, especially knowing that Skelios is at the law firm that Ray Joa first went to after I View It with the patents. So, you know, and Silver ties right to Proskauer in an absolute marriage. And, you know, they're facing, their invincibility is falling, which it's about fucking time. Because it's been pretty rock solid control over the courts and whatnot. And so, they're already saying the Second Circuit's going to take some shift here. Out of, you know, corruption fucking central.
Their real risk to losing their law license is if the trading was a product of a client. I mean, if you're sitting in a restaurant and you're having dinner and you overhear someone who purports that he says so to be
right.
executive of XYZ saying,
we're going,
hey, we're about to buy ABC company, it's going to be great for us, and you say, hey, broker, buy right?
Yeah,
he has no expectation of privacy in the restaurant.
That's right.
On the other hand, if you're sitting down with him and he tells you that, that's insider information.
As counsel and to a fiduciary,
well,
of board member.
It's his lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's doing a real estate transaction for him. He said, you know, I got to split. I got to go to XYZ law firm because we're about to finalize our negotiations on a transaction. Doesn't even say which it is. And hears him on his cell phone saying that's insider, and that's where you lose your license.
Yeah, that Spallina surrendered his license already.
He did?
Yeah.
Spallina, the young one.
Yeah, Tesher's still dancing around.
So Spallina doesn't practice law anymore?
Correct.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, their law firm broke up. Tesher's trying to move his assets to the Cape. He knows that Feeman et al. Is after his assets. Ted just hired two people, and Bill sent me their FINRA reports for possible crimes and, you know, whatnot, but more shady characters for my brother, who can't get enough of these people. But I've got a feeling that going to the feds is the right way, because Florida can't do any justice here with LaBarga. You know, the whole Palm Beach County shouldn't have handled this the minute the fraud occurred in Palm Beach County Court. The crime is a court-induced crime. It's a fraud by the court. It's fascinating.
I hear you. That's wild. And Ted never said, well, you were right, I hired some crooks. Or people who turned out to be crooks, at least.
No, he still was banging about them till, well, now he's starting to change his story to, you know, we're going after Tesher and Spallina. But they haven't done anything. They didn't file anything criminally. They haven't demanded. Here's their first failure. They made Ted trustee of Size Trust. Upon being removed, Ted had 60 days to produce an accounting, which would have had their accounting.
Forever.
Right. That, boom. First of all, he couldn't even be in there because the language says it can't be. But he's still right. I mean, this is fucking crazy. I can't believe anybody's going to let it go on much longer. They want to have a mediation with me, and so I just wrote up my terms. You know, Alan's quoted what I told a lawyer the other week, which was, A, I don't negotiate with terrorists. Alan put that in his filing, so he's talked to this other attorney. B, he forgot the other part, which is, I don't negotiate with people who may have killed my parents. And C, it's going to cost you $100 million tax-free to get out of this. Call up Proskauer, call up JP, call up Oppenheimer, see if they want to go forward in your fraud. You guys better decide if you want to go forward in your fraud, because you're caught, or pony up the money. I want the house and the condo back, and I want the $110 million divided equally among the 11 grandchildren. And parents of the other kids are not able to touch that money. The kids, it's all the kids' money, which is what my dad was intending if he was going to give it to the grandchildren. He was definitely making sure Ted and Pam couldn't touch their kids' money, because he was skipping them always to try to keep the money out of their hands, because they were the kids they are. Right. This is exactly why. Right. This is exactly why. And, you know, so we don't know what Ted ran off with and Spallina ran off with. And
that's always the big question.
And we could go to court and fight this out and go to the police and the feds and everybody else and fight this out. Or you guys write a check right fucking now that's tax-free, done to those grandkids. In every case other than mine, the parents have no touch to the money. In mine, it comes to me to manage for my kids and pay the living expenses of my family, which is what I have my dad on tape saying is what he intends. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, more than that, you have a course of action, too, consistent with that for 5 or 6 years.
That's right. And you guys could put down any numbers now. Nobody's going to believe you. If you had them, why didn't you put them down?
It's just, you know, I was talking to Mitch Wells a couple weeks ago. And I said, you knew Elliot's family. Let me ask you a question. Percentage-wise, what's the likelihood of Cy having died at the age he died at a couple of years or so ago? With very little in liquid assets. And it's just left. He's less than zero.
Right.
I was shrewd. I was prudent. There is no chance that that's what happened.
Right, he's a private banking customer at Chase.
That's just one person, but he's a financial guy. He knows the family. He knew Cy, at least for you guys. He knew your siblings. There's no chance. Not even 1%.
Right.
No chance.
Right, because house is free and clear.
No chance, Elliot. Right. No chance. And remember, I told you early on, I mean, they wanted to shave it from 100 to 80 or 80 to 60. That's hard to show. But from 100 or 80 to 0, I mean, come on.
That's right.
Hogs get fat, pigs get water. Look, I got to take my mother in 2 minutes.
Go do it. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
What time is your appointment?
Goodbye.